plan for tomorrow?
To crank it back up, it's going to be a heavy situational football day. We'll have some pads on. It'll be a good practice for us.
Certain parts of the scrimmage-like?
Say that again?
Will certain parts of it be scrimmage-like?
Define scrimmage-like.
Will play except for the quarterback?
There'll be no live tackling at this point.
We'll have a bunch of live periods, though.
We'll have a bunch of thud periods, yes. All down the distances, all situations, but 2 minutes.
And behind your top three corners, who has stood out to you as a defensive back here? Looking at a guy like Dion or Hunter, or who there is grabbing something?
Yeah, I think Hunter has had a nice offseason, and he's picked up where he left off in camp. He's a big physical long player, and he's learning the system. He's a young player learning the system. Blake's a guy who can really run out there, and we look forward to seeing getting him back in the mix, getting him healthy, and seeing him compete. And DD is a guy that Dante Dion is a young man who gets football, likes football, and brings a lot of passion and energy.
You didn't bring a lot of guys in at that spot. Was that a sign of faith that you felt like younger guys like Michael and Dante were ready to step up?
Yeah, we evaluate everything, and we're confident in the players that we have in the position.
How's Blake doing? You mentioned
he's like working back in. Yep.
Getting close.
Yes, he worked back into that.
What kind of offseason did Bromley have?
Jay's having a good camp so far. He's playing physical, playing with a good base, and that's a good starting point for him. Look forward to seeing him again in the preseason games. Big year for Jay.
When you have a job for this coming back, what do you hope players take from that on the field? Is there a specific goal or a reason to stay at the job?
The reason why we're doing it is it's what's best for them physically at this point. It's not what we'd like to do, but it's the right thing to do. So we need to make sure that we focus on the mental part of the game. That's a big part of it. Communication's big, visual and verbal, clear, concise, and complete communication's important. And being just keeping yourself in a good football position and making sure we don't get into any bad habits. We've made some progress over the last 3 days, and we want that to continue.
It's strange to see Eli Manning walk to the side.
Oh, Eli had a chance to call some plays today.
Is that something he lobbied for, or is that?
No, we wanted to give him a chance to stay dialed in mentally and get those mental reps.
You're gonna call him once the season starts, right?
What? Eli, he got the empathy. He used a little empathy today and see how challenging that really is.
Coach, how much do you feel like Casillas has even a bigger role this year, considering you got some young kids on your defensive unit? And you're expecting bigger things?
I mean, Casillas has always had a big role for us, and that'll continue. He's a good football player. He has a lot of experience, not just on defense, but on special teams. He enjoys paying it forward and helping the young players out.
Any update on Tavares?
He's has a rolled ankle.
Expecting back soon now?
They'll let me know when he can practice.
And the MRI on Shepherd was?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. Yeah.
You mentioned Keenan Robinson was in concussion protocol. How's he progressing?
He's still in the protocol.
Is it a relief, Shepherd? I mean, when it happened, just dad and he's put everything.
Yeah, injuries are an unfortunate part of the game. We take them all serious, and we look forward to getting him back when we can get him back.
How big is he to this offense, Steph?
Everybody's important. Shep's a good player. He had a tremendous offseason. He was having a good camp. And when he gets healthy and step back in there, we'll welcome him back.
What can you get from Devin Taylor?
We haven't seen much of him here in training camp. He worked back in today. But he's a player who has a lot of experience, a lot of reps under his belt. And we'll see what he has left as far as the pass rusher goes.
Can he move inside a little bit, or is he mostly outside?
He's an outside player, but has some position flex, yes.
What did Romeo show you when he went in the starting lineup last year, and what are your expectations for him this year?
Yeah, Romeo was a guy who learned a lot of football fast. He studies the game, he gets football, and he works hard.
I know you had several veteran guys sitting there, but I saw Jones took one first thing. Is Weston okay? Was the second thing in the road?
Yeah, it was the plan for Weston.
One more.
Can I ask BJ about this? I don't know that it's a great point or anything, but I said, do you buy into the idea that middle linebackers are kind of a special breed, leaders idea he comes across as one when he talks to us. Mm-hmm. Do you see that in a young B.J. Goodson, that he's kind of born to be a middle linebacker type of thing?
Yeah, he's a young player, a physical football player. Every time you see him move, he moves around like a Mike linebacker. And, you know, we're excited to see what he can do for us.
Yeah.